Right, let's bring in Mr. Alan Carr. He's here, he's live, he's here! It's Alan Carr, everybody!
Oh. Hello!
Hi, Alan!
Hiya, love!
Hi!
Are you right?
Yeah, how come you take the mickey out my voice?
I don't take the mickey, I do a good impression of you.
Let me finish.
All right, here we go.
How come, let's laugh at Alan's voice?
No.
Yeah, Lady Gaga can go, Judah, Judah, Judah! That sounds like me!
Right, you think that think you sound like Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Judah, 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 Gaga.
Let's pass this over to Dave. Dave?
I think you sound more like Doc Cotton. I've never noticed it before, until today.
Yeah, it's uncanny, isn't it? You never see me and her in the same place.
Isn't it funny?
Although I was in Carlisle. No. Oh.
I'm trying to find the green grass of home again.
Don't play that.
So you say you sound like Lady Gaga.
Just think Doc Cotton.
Stand by. Lady Gaga or Doc Cotton?
The old hometown looks the same. Thank you. Step down from the train.
Find me.
And then
Judas, Judas.
Is mama. I tried to be... I'll turn this off. Turn it off.
I love it.
And actually, I was smoking a cigarette wearing a blue tabard.
Oh!
Grandma Nick.
Doing a quick service wash.
Yeah, boil wash.
You should do an album.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you should at least sing on Chatty Man. I think that'd be beautiful.
Oh, shall I?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I'll put it in my contract. Yeah. Alan must sing.
Must sing every episode.
All right. All right, Justin.
I know. Wasn't it all because he's such a good singer and it used to wind him up because everyone's like, oh, Alan, you sing. And he's there and, oh, dear.
How are you? You well?
Yeah, really good.
You happy?
Yeah. You know, my tooth got sorted out, remember last time?
Mm. Yeah, last time he was on the show, he had a loose nerve in his tooth.
Well, they had to kill the nerve. And listen, because he didn't know which nerve was the one, he got this, an icicle stick out of his freezer and had to find which one.
Oh, my God!
Listen! Ooh. So he went along every tooth and he went, he said, if the tooth is alive, then actually it will feel the pain of the ice. Then towards the end, it was like, oh, it's that one.
So hang on. So he would have had to go along every tooth to find the one that didn't hurt.
Yes. And then he still didn't know. And then he got one of these, like, cattle prod things. And then did it again. And then he found it. But listen, you won't believe this. The man was drilling away at it.
Sure.
And then he went...
I mean, this sounds like you must have gone private.
I really wanted to check up.
I mean, I have to say,
and wash your mouth out. And then he drilled in like that. And he went, ow. And my teeth, this is no word of lie, gave my dentist an electric shock.
No.
He said, I have been a dentist for 25 years.
Wow.
I've never had an electric shock off of someone's teeth.
Electric teeth.
And you know, I'm going on tour and I want to put this in, but people are like, yeah, Alan, whatever. You can't get electric shock off teeth. You can.
Right.
That can be the next tour. Alan Carr, electric teeth.
Electric teeth, yeah.
So here's what you need. Go back to the dentist.
Yeah.
Get your video phone. And film him saying, I'm Alan's dentist, and I did actually get an electric shock off Alan's teeth.
Yes.
And when you can, when you're on stage, you can go, if you don't believe me, here.
I know.
And you can play it.
But honestly, I could start a car with some jump leads.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I have got an electric smile.
That's meant to be, that wasn't Louis Spence, that was meant to be like electric shocks. So you just come back from, when did you get back from New York? Because you've been very busy.
Yeah, I came back on a Saturday. I took my mum for a lovely belated Mother's Day trip.
Oh, that's sweet.
And we went and saw Adele on Thursday at the Beacon Theatre in New York.
Beautiful.
That was so funny because, you know, she's singing these songs. She goes, well, you know, and my boyfriend dumped me. And all these women are like, I hear you, sister. Damn right. Like that.
Wow, it's like being in New York, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then apparently Beyonce was meant to be there.
Oh.
And I told my mum, I said, Beyonce. And she went, oh, if I were a boy. I said, please do not under any circumstances go over and sing that to her. Can you imagine? Wow. Pulling out her hot pants. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Oh.
Yeah. Beyonce's going to be there, Mum. Oh. Umbrella. Ella. Oh, I love her. That could be worse. And how did Adele go down? Was it a good gig? Did the Americans love her?
It was amazing. It was amazing.
There must be a huge intake of breath when she comes on and she sings a beautiful song.
I know.
And then she goes, all right, New York, all right. They must go, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They need a subtitle, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Her voice when she speaks.
What is that voice?
Hey, my friend, Adele's in the audience tonight. Hey, darling. How does Adele's laugh go? There you go.
I'll get you, Dorothy.
So you went to New York with your mum, which is very sweet.
Yes.
You stayed in a nice hotel. Did you have a twin room or did you get a room for herself?
Oh, we had a twin room.
Lovely. Well, of course you did.
Yeah, she had the bottom bunk. And
nice. Nice and cheap and cheery. And then what else did you do in New York? Did you get up to anything or is it all going to be in the new show? I don't want to...
Oh, know. No. We just went around and then I took her to see Niagara Falls.
Oh.
That's not in New York.
No. Well, I'm so famous now, it came to me.
Come out of the hotel. Yeah. What is that?
Oh. Well, Mum, I've organised it for you.
Look what I've done for you.
It's normally in Canada, but here it is now.
No, so yeah, we went up there. And,
in Canada,
isn't it?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. It's on the cusp. It's on the cusp.
Because it's Nevada. I thought it was Nevada. I thought, because you can go to Niagara Falls from...
No, Nevada's miles away.
No, hang on a sec. I'm getting that mixed up with the Grand Canyon.
I've been there. Why are you all talking? I've been there recently. I saw it.
All right.
It's in Toronto.
Oh,
there you go, which is Canada.
Right. And now, so you what, get a little flight from New York up there?
Yeah. Nice. Paid for by me, for my mum.
Yeah, all right. I'm not... You'll get something in the will. Calm down.
I'm putting in a home next week. I'm just easing her gently. You know that document you signed while you were...
Yeah. It wasn't your landing card, Mum.
No. So then back from New York yesterday. Saturday, rather. Saturday. What time?
Saturday at 10 o'clock.
In the morning.
Yeah, isn't it awful, though? You know, when you're asleep... And I'd forgotten, because, you know, it's a night flight.
Right.
And I'd forgotten I'd ordered some duty-free.
So right.
Like, the air hostess was waving a bag of gin and vodka. And, you know, when you get up in the morning, you're like, oh! No, not again, Alan. You're feeling as if it's a park bench.
Wow.
But, yeah, and they were lovely, yeah.
So, do you want to know about Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
One part of it is in Canada.
Yeah.
And the other part is New York State. So there you are.
It's on the border.
Do you know what? I know this sounds like I'm bragging, but I went to Argentina.
Oh.
And I went to the Iguazu Falls, the Iguazu Falls.
That's what Vic Reeves says when you're wrong on Shooting Stars.
Iguazu.
And I went and had, you can have your film, you're going actually in the waterfall.
Oh.
And so the man was filming us, I was in this big party, and then I bought the DVD and I got it home and there is this quite... busty lady in a white top.
Oh.
And the camera is just on her for the whole 20 minutes.
Did you say a white top or a wide top?
They're both. So I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see it. And then she's like, ah, like that. And then I'm in the background like an extra in my own video. And I paid 20 pesos for it.
Well, that sounds outrageous. I'll borrow that video. I'll study it for you, see if I can find one.
Iguazu indeed.
So you're, So you land 10 o'clock Saturday morning,
yeah.
And then you're on the radio on Radio 2 Saturday afternoon, early evening.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Were you not
I'm a workaholic.
Were you gigging
you?
Saturday night?
No, I wasn't, but right. I was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Last night?
Yeah, Brecon Beacons.
Wow.
I know.
Miles away.
Because, you know, because people think, like, I had a few people on Twitter, I was going, oh, I'm playing Brecon. They go, oh, how the mighty has fallen. Someone's life's on the skids. And you're like, no, because when you do an arena tour, you have to try the stuff out.
Mm.
But, I mean, I love Brecon. They were a lovely audience.
Yes.
Here, can I tell you about...
Of course you can. You can tell me anything you want.
Well, I won't say which town it was, but I went on in the first half doing my act, and then someone was heckling and shouting abuse, and I fought back and everything. And then I came on the second half, and then I said, oh, where have they gone? Where have they gone? And actually, they were tagged, and their curfew was up and had to go home. That is the kind of people that come to...
Well, thanks. And did you have a nice time in Leeds?
Leeds.
Yeah, it sounds like you were there by that story. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Now, if that was Leeds, there'd be no one left in the audience.
Oh, how true.
I'm joking. I love Leeds. I do. I'm joking.
Oh, man. All right. Well, look, thank you for coming in. Alan was not meant to be here either. He was meant to be in bed.
I know.
But he's coming.
But I love you.
Because
and I love everyone here as well.
Oh, thanks.
We were meant to have...
Let me take you to Niagara. Come on, all of you. I'll pay.
Jack Whitehall was meant to be on, but he's got a geography field trip or something. He's got a paper round, something.
He's got his coursework due in today, I think
he's doing his cookery badge with the Cubs, so he...
That's why he still looks young, because he doesn't get up at this time. Look at me.
He's 14. That's why he looks young.
I know.
That's why he can't grow a proper beard.
Neither can I.
Well, that's true.
Too much oestrogen. I can always get this bit under here, over around my turkey neck, but never around my jowls.
But how long have you... That was the longest you've ever left it for?
About a month.
Oh, really?
And it still won't come out.
In that case, it's not growing. Mm.
But you know what? If you shave it, doesn't it come back thicker?
You could have a goatee, though. You'd have a nice little goatee.
No, that's too gay.
I have a goatee. Dominic has a goatee.
Look, with me, you can't over-egg the pudding. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't. I think it would make it...
I might as well get a parasol. I'm
manly. Do I look gay with my new goatee?
A little bit.
Wow.
Why not? It's the 90s.
Oh, wow.
Not gay, flamboyant.
Yes, that's it.
Right. Does Dominic look gay with his goatee? Take the glasses off, Tom.
No, he does a bit. You do if you have a goatee.
Wow. Alan, do you agree?
Alan,
now that Alan said it,
I need backup.
I'm starting to see it. I can imagine Dom with a little cap and a...
Are we saying
gay or camp?
No, actually, gay in Dom's.
Okay. Are we talking like 1980s pride gay?
I think you are.
Are we talking white t-shirt, leather trousers?
Are we talking George Michael in the Outside video?
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of gay.
Yeah.
Right, all right, well, there you are.
But you know what? You know what makes me laugh? I was thinking the other day, you know when you got lady friends and they're a bit hairy, you know, and then you say to them... No, you say...
All of your female friends are now going, go on, yes, and what?
No, but you know when you say, oh, why don't you shave? You know, shave a bit, you know, and they go, well, it'll only come back thicker. And you're like, well, try anyway.
let me just point something out to you as from a heterosexual man to a gay man, from a straight man to a gay man.
Yeah, what?
When you're a straight man and you see that one of your female girlfriends has a bit of a hairy lip or a bit of a beard or whatever, you can't mention it.
No, you don't.
Why not?
You can't mention it.
You don't ever point out imperfections in women.
If you're a straight man and you go to the pub and your mate's girlfriend's there or just or one of the girls is one of the boys, but even then, you can't turn around and go, hello
there. Oi, Rasputin, get me a bath.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't
In the same way that, you know, does my bum look big in this? Answer is always, no, it doesn't.
I go, yes.
Dom wants a pint of cider for Dave. I'll have a lager. What are you having, Magnum? You can't.
you can't do that
for a straight guy.
Mm. Oh.
See, that's...
But that's why I'm single.
It's another benefit of being gay.
Yeah.
Or camp, or if you're both, even better, you can turn around and go, now then, Beardy, what are you having? And they go, oh, don't. So if Dom said that... He'd get a smack.
Yeah, really? Oh, right, okay.
Especially with some of the girls that we hang out with, they would knock him out.
Mm. Can we do an experiment maybe next time I'm on? Let's go to a bar. You can ask someone, then I'll say it.
Heya, Beardy, pilt down woman.
Pilt down. I'll say, Justin, where have you been? Oh, sorry, madam.
It's like a Friday Night Project reunion with your upper lip. Oh, okay, all right. Well, look, let's do... we need to do Dave's Tedious Link, and then we'll come back with more of Mr. Alan Carr, the lovely Alan. Maybe you're going to go see Alan. Maybe you've got tickets to see him. Maybe you've been to see him already. Maybe you'd love to see him on tour and would like to know if he is going to be doing a tour around Brighton, Aberdeen, London, Manchester, all that. Well, we'll find out later on. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alan Carr is here. Alan. So you did a Radio 2 show on Saturday.
Yeah.
With Melanie.
Melanie Sykes.
She's
great. I love her.
Then
Brecon yesterday. Yeah. I'm in Telford tonight.
You are? Well, loads of people are going to see you tonight.
Really? Oh, yeah. We'll have a right laugh.
Yeah. Well, people say, I'm going to go see him tonight. I've got tickets for Alan Carr for the 21st of September. which is less than 2 weeks before I'm due to have my baby. Not sure it's a very wise idea if it was Amy.
No, no.
It might be a good thing. It might speed on the delivery.
Well, the baby might not want to come out hearing my voice.
No, that's very true.
Back, oh, go back. Sure. Here, can I say something? You know,
say whatever you want.
Some of them are sold out.
Right.
There's one that isn't sold out, which I want it to be sold out.
Right.
Wembley, because we're filming the DVD.
Oh, well, then you want people of that one.
And obviously, if you're good looking, the better.
Right.
Because obviously it's going to be on camera.
Mm.
So if I think it's the second Wembley day, because I don't like to tell a joke and then all you hear is... Do you know what I mean? It's a live DVD.
Yeah.
And I know...
I said you can put that back... Anyway,
would it help if we came along as a team?
Yes, yes. Well, that would double the audience already. I'm joking. No, but I want it to be full. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now let's have a look at your dates.
I think the O2 ones are sold out. I think.
Oh, are they?
You're doing.
Is this at the end of the tour?
Yeah, two at each.
So two at the O2. I'm going backwards now. Newcastle, Liverpool, Cardiff, Belfast, Sheffield. At the Motor Point Arena? Is that the NEC now?
No, Sheffield. That's the Sheffield Arena.
What is?
The Motor Point Arena.
All right.
That's what it's called now.
It's funny when you do these... Because I've been going round to all the stadiums to do, like, press and stuff, and then, like, it's funny, like, you'll be on the day after, like, the Chuckle Brothers on Ice or something, you know, and, oh, we're going to get the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh, don't diss Dave's tour.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't that bad. You know, some of it was all right.
Oh, no.
He did the Dancing on Ice tour, Alan. Know,
funnily enough.
I thought he'd joined the Chuckle Brothers.
Funnily enough, started at the Motor Point Arena.
There you are.
Yeah, to me.
Wednesday, the 21st September. And Thursday, the 22nd of September.
Yes.
At Wembley Arena.
The 22nd is where we're filming the DVD, so please come along. Even if you hate me, just come along.
So you can make a long weekend out of it.
Yeah.
Get the Friday off work, come down or come across to London, see Alan Thursday night.
Yeah.
And instead go shopping Friday.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Not with Alan. He'll be in Bournemouth that night. Oh. So there you are. So today is, what day is it today? 23rd of May. You're doing a load of warm-up gigs. Is this tour any good? You're doing loads of tour walks.
Well, I have to try it out. I'm not going to go to the O2 and go, can I just see if this is funny?
Look at this. Tour warm-up, tour warm-up, tour warm-up, tour warm-up, tour warm-up, tour warm-up, tour.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
You've got to try it out. I want the show to be the best thing they've ever seen.
You're doing the tour warm-up gig at the Hull Truck Theatre.
Oh, do you know what? I love the Hull Truck Theatre.
There's a Hull Truck Theatre company, isn't there?
Yeah.
Which is very famous.
They asked me to make a donation for their... Because it's like, you know, because I don't think it gets subsidy. And I put some money in. I didn't realise it was to put a star on a toilet. So there's an Alan Carr, I think, disabled toilet.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I like but that. I didn't know. I wrote the cheque and then they went, oh, here it is. And so if you go to Hull Truck. I bet we can have a whole truck.
Exactly.
Theatre. Yeah, you could use the Alan Carr loo.
So you've got the Radio 2 show every Saturday. Then you've got the tour warm-up gigs.
Yeah.
And now are you still tweaking...
And I've got my jewellery range. I've got to promote.
Yeah, the QVC stuff, yeah. Made by prisoners.
Now, you said you weren't going to mention
as
that.
Well, but they're very delicate, their fingers. So when you do the tour warm-up, are you still kind of deciding what goes in the full tour? Are you still like...
Yeah, there's little bits where you go, oh, I'll try that out, and then, oh, that's not funny. And then there'll be bits where, oh, that gets a laugh.
And if you ad-lib something on the tour and it goes gets a good laugh, do you go, oh, I must put that... Do you record the warm-up gigs?
No. I've just got my little notebook there. And
So when you do a tour warm-up, because I've seen a couple of warm-ups before, and they're always really interesting... When you see a comedian doing almost like a practice gig.
Yeah.
And you come out and say, look, this is some of this.
Yeah, and right. I tell them, and you know, the tickets are a bit less than what they would normally be.
Yeah.
I mean, but that, yeah.
Because I think it's great, because I think it's being part, you know, it's part of
the creative process.
Yeah, and then at Christmas, let's say, when the DVD comes out and you're watching it at your mate's house, you can go, I was there when he came up with that routine. So do you go, here, you, shut up, eh? Well, yo, you, hey. Oh, I've not seen a woman that big since. Ha ha. Oh, that's good. Hang on. One sec. I'll write that down. Do you
stop
remember?
Halfway through and write it down?
Well, do you know, this sounds silly, but you know when you go to court and you've got the woman on the typewriter?
Yeah.
Right. I have a woman sitting by the side of the stage like that, yes.
Really?
No.
Right. So would it be easier to just record it?
As if I'm going to have...
overruled.
No, you're crackers.
Then I imagine someone else like sort of drawing sort of a sketch of all the audience people as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Like...
And a Wembley Arena, four of them. Oh, I'm joking.
Oh.
So, Alan has got the warm-up gigs, then he's got his tour, but tomorrow night he is doing the Channel 4 Comedy Gala at the O2 in London. This is something which they did last year.
Yeah.
Basically... Let's call a spade a spade. Addison Cresswell, who's a big agent in London, blackmails everybody to do this gig, and they give the money to charity.
That's right.
And and you can't say no, otherwise you never work in the industry again.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. and Alan, you're doing that. Yeah. Now, what material do you do? Do you do old classics, like your greatest
hits?
Well,
I'm not going to do old classics, because everyone's heard Tooth Fairy, and let's face it, it's on every night on Channel 4.
Yes.
So people will be like, it'll be like, you know, an Oasis thing, so was it, you know.
Like Wonderwall or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I might as well hand the mic over.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a snippet from my Spexy Beast tour.
Ooh.
A little taster, see if it's funny.
Very nice.
Exciting.
It might not be funny. It will be funny.
There's a lot of good acts at this thing tomorrow night. Jack D is playing.
What, Michael McIntyre?
Michael McIntyre's playing, yeah. Noel Fielding is on. Sean Locke.
John Richardson. Kevin Jason Manford. Yeah, yeah.
N-Dubs. I didn't know they did stand-up.
Oh, no, they...
I mean, they're funny.
Yeah, they're providing the music.
Right, for the whole night?
Yeah, yeah. They're like the house band.
Dappy, give me a bass line.
Please drive home safely.
Sing it to Lisa.
Yeah, Alan Carr. Yeah, in your face, Alan Carr. So they're going to be... And I'm going to be there. I'm not saying what I'm doing. I've told Alan what I'm doing. I'm going to introduce Kevin Bridges.
Right.
The wee man from the Scotland.
Yeah.
And I'm going to introduce him, and I'm going to... I've run through with Alan what I'm going to do, and he says, that'll be fine.
No, I said it'll be funny.
Oh, that'll be fun. Well, let's hope. Let's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be funny as such, but entertaining, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, definitely entertaining.
As long as people can see it from the back row, then that'll be all
right. It'll definitely turn heads, honestly.
Oh, do you think?
Let's hope. That's all I'm prepared to say at this moment.
Although, really, wearing a white T-shirt going for a waterfall will be hard to recreate on stage. Well,
but I'd watch it.
Film me.
Be a watering can on a ladder.
I don't know. I don't know if you can still get. I don't know if it's sold out tomorrow night or not. I don't know if you can get tickets. Google it and have a little look. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Come along. And it's all for. Is it Great Ormond Street?
Right.
Yeah. So
very nice.
Yeah. Be nice to see everyone. And, I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Yeah. And then it means that Addison doesn't shout at Alan for the next week,
or I don't disappear suddenly and no one ever hears from me again.
That's right.
Last seen in Telford. Yeah.
It was Steve Francis from Cracker Jack when he said, I'm not doing that comedy gala. And there you go.
There you go.
Morning, Stu, if you're listening. That was a joke, obviously.
Crushed like a grape.
Sue me. Comedy gala. Let me have a little look. There you go. I'll stick it in and see what comes up. All right, there you go. Well, you can Google it. It's easy enough. You did it last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, is it weird playing? Is it quite nice to do a little 5 minutes of the O2 and then get
out? Oh, it really is exhilarating. You can see how like these bands get as egomaniac as they are, because you come off and you are like walking on air.
Right.
It is amazing.
You do well at Jones?
You've done Wembley Stadium, haven't you?
Yeah.
Did you introduce...
I did Live Earth gig. Yeah, I hosted a bit of that.
Someone got stuck in traffic, and then I'd had like about half a bottle of gin, and then they went, oh, Alan, will you introduce Snow Patrol? I went, yeah, that sounds fun. They didn't tell me I had to do a speech on the auto queue. I had to do about ice caps melting.
I didn't have to do any of that, luckily.
Oh, I was like, well, ice caps are melting at a rate, and you can see people like giggling. And I'm like, no, it's serious. And then I don't think that, yeah, they thought they made a mockery of the earth dying.
I was happy to go home and said, hello, Wembley.
Were you not in the studio as well when Chris Rock had to cut away from his bits because of language issues, and then they cut back to the studio? Were you not there with Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand?
I think he was.
I think you were, because at that point it was like, talk about out of the frying pan into the fire.
Let me tell the full story. So I'm a big Chris Rock fan, and I'm hosting the first bit of this Live Earth gig, and one of the people I've got to, like, first of all, so I have to open the whole show, and they say, when you go out, they'll be just fill for a little bit. And then we'll give you the thumbs up.
Phil. I hate that. Phil.
Well, I'm all right with that because it's the first link, so I can go, you know, who you're looking forward to seeing and name all the bands and the acts and whatnot. Easy. And then Genesis were the first band.
Right.
Right. This sounds like I'm talking about something I did in 1973.
No.
So I'm like, they have some like guards on them, brass bandy thing or whatever they do. It's probably something very regal and important that I've just dismissed. But anyway, how are you, Wembley? Woo! Yeah, right, yeah. And the thing is, people are still turning up. So it's, you know, it's only like half full, but people are still getting there. It's going to be a great gig and we're here today for this. And Russell Brown will be here later. Woo! And so-and-so and Snow Patrol and Elvis, and Glenn Miller, and Beastie Boys, whatever. Woo! Yeah, yeah. And I keep looking over for the guy to give me the thumbs up. We're ready to go. So I'm like, he's not done it yet. I'll just keep going. And we got this and we got that. I'm thinking, why? Where are the bloody band? Where are they? Still no thumbs up. And we've got this. And it's on the TVs. Who's Sky Plus in it? So you can watch yourself at home. I'm now running out of things to say.
Yeah, okay.
Jonathan Ross is up in the box. Everybody wave. I just point at a random box. I'm not waving. Anyway, and I'm thinking, where are they? And I turn around, they're there. And Phil Collins has got two drumsticks in his hand, staring at me, as if to go, hello?
Yeah.
So I go, Phil Collins. And he goes, all right. And I'm like, right. But they've been there for ages.
So when they said
they've
Phil...
They've been literally there for... Mike Rutherford had made himself some sandwiches and everything.
When they said Phil, they meant he was behind you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Phil.
Yeah, okay.
I'm filling. No, he's there. He's on the drums. Anyway, so then Chris Rock comes. They go, Chris Rock is going to be introducing the next band and doing a bit. Oh, wicked. So he comes on the side of the stage, backstage. How are you? I'm Chris. Nice to meet you. Big fan. We're having a chat. He goes, I've never played the UK before. I said, well, you should. And he goes, do you think so? I said, yeah. He goes, well, I don't know how big I am here. And I'm like, you're massive. What are you talking about? And he goes, wow, this is Wembley Stadium. I said, yeah. He goes, this is massive. What, you know, whatever. And I said, he said, everybody's played here, haven't they? Everybody packs this place out. And I said, yeah. Although Paris Hilton's playing here next week, still loads of tickets available. And he laughs or whatever. He goes out and does that joke. So he walks on stage and goes, yeah, Wembley, yeah, woo, Wembley Stadium. Wow, look at this. All the greats play here, pack it out. Paris Hilton's playing here next week. There are some tickets still available. And everyone kind of goes, oh, okay.
Oh.
And he doesn't get, and he goes, oh, he gets, ooh, and he goes, that's a joke, Mother Hubbards. But doesn't say Mother Hubbards. He'd been on stage for about approximately 5 seconds. It's approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's live on BBC One. So the BBC One people panic and they go, come back to the studio, come back to the studio. In the studio is Jonathan Ross, Russell Brand, Alan Carr, of all people. They must have been going, where do we go? Where do we shoot? Go back to Chris Rock. No, go back. Oh, my God, Russell and Alan, go back.
Well, you know what? Have you ever seen that concert that was on with Snoop Doggy Dogg? It's like 4 o'clock on a Sunday. And he's saying, and the chorus is basically, put your mother hubbarding hands in the air. That's the chorus. Yeah. And I'm like, Songs of Praise is on in half an hour. What are they going to do? How are they going to get out of this? Who books him for a Sunday afternoon? Yeah.
You're asking for trouble, aren't you?
I know.
It's like the big one big weekend. They've got Plan B performing live. His album is F This Jeff that all the way through.
I know. And they you don't want it, do you?
Two things they say to me. We're doing this show backstage of the big weekend. You need to say, there's a live performance up next.
Yes.
We're going live to the main stage. You've got to read this card out, which says, just in case there's bad language. I said, Ellie Goulding's on next. She's not going to swear. What's she going to say? So anyway, we do it for Plan B. You've got to do it for Plan B, Chris. You've got to do the warning. All right, I'll do the warning. Plan B does not say one swear word. Nothing. He's absolutely perfect.
He was brilliant, wasn't he?
All the bad words in his rap to radio-friendly words.
Oh, that's nice.
And his set was amazing. Then the Black Eyed Peas come on like that day. Effing Jeffing this, Jeffing hands in the Jeffing flipping air. And the censor's like, he broke his finger trying to beat the words out. It's unbelievable.
Was it just like, beep? It was like when Superman knew there was trouble.
Beep. People thought we were playing the instrumental. People thought they haven't even turned up.
Someone's life support had been turned up.
Yeah. It was the exec producer lying on the floor.
Don't well, Ellie Goulding didn't swear.
No, of course.
She's a nice girl. She's lovely.
She doesn't use bad language.
No, she doesn't need to.
She doesn't.
No.
Not like you.
No.
Potty mouth.
I know what
my life. On a live tour.
With me mother Hubbards.
Well, anyway, look, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, come back again and talk more, because I know Chatty Man is... when's that back? Are they moving you back to Friday?
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. Thank you, Jay Hunt.
Yeah.
Moving our show.
That's nice. That's
Monday
nice.
Nights don't work. Friday nights.
Yeah. I think our shows have a Friday feel, don't they? It's like, woohoo, the weekend's here, not, oh, I'm hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I was dead.
So the next series of the show starts on June the 17th.
Yeah. And you know when you get people coming on and they go, oh, we've got some great guests coming up. Yeah. And you just know it's Howard from the Halifax or Maureen from Drive
that's
School.
That's right.
I have got. Really good guess, but I can't say.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, it's like they, you know, people start trying to steal your guess.
Yeah, because we're filming at the same time.
Oh, I'm not telling you then.
Oh, come on.
All I'm saying is, if I were a girl... No.
Oh, Rihanna! Oh, this is what it's like when me and Al are in the pub, but normally a bit more slurry.
Yeah.
When can we do that again?
We haven't done that for years.
We need to do it.
Although, at your birthday, we had a few drinks, didn't we?
Yeah, but you got mithered a little bit by
your family,
my family
are
and friends.
Are
my mum's like this. Alan, photo with these now! All right.
Every member of his family had a photo. I felt like one of those rides at Alton Towers.
Well,
I set up a stall. You know, number 42, here's your pound. I made it into a mouse mat.
Well, let's have a good gig tonight in Telford.
Thank you.
And then the O2 Arena tomorrow for the charity gala, the Channel 4 charity gala, which I'll see you at.
Yes.
I've got to go down a sound check, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world, because I'll just walk out and go... I'll just walk out and go, hello! Does that work? All right, see. See you in 3 hours.
I know. And there's nothing to do at the O2, is there? What can you do?
No, and there'll be no dressing room. I won't get a dressing room.
Oh, who will you be sharing it with? I'm sharing one with Dermot.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'll get on with Dermot.
Is he doing stand-up?
I don't know what he's doing.
Anybody in the audience ever been hit by a car? Well, this is a great thing, right? Ladies and gentlemen, a funny thing happened here on the way to the O2 tonight.
Can you imagine if Dermot, though, started doing this really cutting-edge stand-up?
Brilliant.
Can you imagine it was like really like, oh, and like the sensors are going, boo, boo, and he's like really old hot potatoes.
I'll tell you the problem with the Catholic Church, ladies and gentlemen. It was like that. Oh, was that about Louis Walsh stories? Bin Laden, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, you get Sean Lock go on, he goes, so, I've been watching X Factor. He's a load of X Factor jokes. Anyway, so I think that's on the TV Friday, Saturday, it's on the weekend, something like that. But tomorrow night, we do that.
Yeah.
And have a good gig, and good luck with the TV show. It's all fine. Say hello to your mum.
I will. Thank you, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, look, he's got to be out for 9:30. I've given him 2 minutes.
It's true.
You are good.
Mr. Alan Carr.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, you are welcome. What do you want to do, John?